News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. Hour number two continues with, of course, our Behind the Badge conversations. Each week we talk with our representatives from our local police departments and sheriff's departments to keep you up to date on what's going on in the world of law enforcement. And the second conversation is with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. Joining us on the program this morning is Lieutenant Eric Halbach. We're going to talk about a fairly new peer support team that has been formed with the Sheriff's Office. And he's going to tell us about the team and why it's an important resource, or hoping to be an important resource for all aspects of the Sheriff's Office going forward. Lieutenant Halbach, thanks for taking some time to chat with us. How are you today?
Good. Good morning.
So let's talk about the peer support team. Give us kind of the background behind this. I understand it's still relatively new, maybe still trying to get a lot of it off the ground, but give us kind of the background and why was this a necessary thing to bring to the Sheriff's Office?
Well, about 2 years ago, we started the process of looking at having a peer support team for the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. And really what it is there's been a rise in law enforcement suicides over the last 10 years. And it's a need that, you know, we've noticed that's been out there. And, what we've learned through this process is that, you know, law enforcement officers like to talk to other law enforcement officers. So we felt it was necessary to try to form this team so that we have employees that are able to talk to each other and have the proper training to, help us through the hard things that we see and stuff that we deal with on a daily basis.
Law enforcement, I'm sure everybody out there listening knows, is obviously a very challenging profession. There are things that are, you know, mundane day-to-day things, but there are things that are very challenging that you come across, like, you know, the car wrecks and the major arrests, and you can go down the whole, you know, laundry list of things that a law enforcement officer has to deal with. And you and I were chatting briefly off the air, just, you know, even in the last 5 years, an already challenging profession has been made even more challenging with, a lot of the attention that's been received, from different things that have happened across the nation, maybe, you know, in the Midwest, even in Wisconsin. There are a lot of things that can impact law enforcement officers, you know, mental status, and it's important to have someone you could turn to, even within your own ranks, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it, and that's what's actually kind of what's neat about our program that we set up, is that there's going to be about 18 deputies that will be part of this program, and it's actually going to be split between the deputies within the jail and the deputies with out on patrol. So, you know, we'll be able to cross-reference, be able to help each other, and, it depends on who somebody's comfortable to talk to. Basically, they're going to be able to reach out to the employee, and if they want to talk to somebody, we'll be able to listen to it. And basically, we go off of the philosophy is that we listen, we refer, and then we follow up. You know, and it can be something simple, like you said, or not simple, it could be a traumatic incident, like a crash, or one thing that people really forget that can be very stressful for a lot of employees is it can be something as simple as retirement. One thing that we learned when studying this program is that one of the hardest changes that law enforcement officers have, besides the stress of what they see on a daily basis and what they actually in their family life they have to deal with too, but is when they retire. They're so used to being conformed to coming into, you know, this, you know, the daily basis of I'm in control of certain things and I got to do this and I got to do this, and now all of a sudden you're retired and you're only a citizen. So that's one thing that the team definitely will follow up on too, is that talking with retired employees and checking on with them on a monthly basis, and then probably every 6 months, and just making sure that they're conforming to regular life again. So it's going to be so important, like I said, to be able to talk, to have people to be able to talk to other employees, other people that have experienced the same situations as you. Because what we find out too is that it's the easiest way to talk to somebody is to work through a critical incident, a critical stress debriefing or incident, anything like that, is that you share your experience. Because as you're sharing your experience, you're normalizing what you saw. Your brain is kind of explaining, like, okay, this is why that happened. And, you know, as we share experiences and you can relate to other people's experience, it kind of helps you through the process.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up the retirement thing, too. And that makes sense, knowing, you know, several family members who have been in law enforcement and then the folks we work with here on Behind the Badge, that's who you know them as. You know, like, you know this person as the officer, or this person as the deputy, this person as the chief, whatever it may be. And then once they lose that identifier from their public life, they just become a private citizen. That can be tough for them. I've never experienced that myself, but I'm sure you've seen colleagues on your end that, you know, go from being a public figure, someone who is involved heavily in whatever department they may work with, and now they transition back to private life, and they might not necessarily know what their role is, and they might still need to talk about, you know, transitioning back to a private life, right?
Exactly, and, you know, then they still feel like they're connected with the office, too, with the department that they've been associated with for so many years. So it kind of keeps them included, and it helps them through that transition process.
When you talk about a peer support team like this, obviously the first thought that popped in my mind when we started talking about it would be, you know, primarily targeted towards newer deputies on the road or newer jail staff in the jail, because they haven't maybe necessarily experienced some of the major events that could happen with their role in the sheriff's office. But I get the sense this is targeted toward all levels of experience with this peer support team, too. Is that fair to say?
It is. You know, like we were talking off the air, I've been working as a patrol deputy for a little over 18 years in some sort of capacity or another. And when I first started, it was, you really don't talk about stuff. You work through it. And as I started going to trainings and stuff like that, it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to, cops never like to talk about their feelings, but it's okay to share your experiences. And one thing that I found out is that a program like this can be even that much more beneficial to the senior deputies, to the senior officers in an office or in a department, because they've been withholding so much over so many years. And it's good for them to be able to, you know, share what they see, you know, and what's going on with them. It's almost a relief in some sense. And one really good thing is, like you talk about the newer employees, which we have a lot of them right now because of all the retirements that we've had in the last few years, is that they're actually getting some of this training in their recruit academy now. So they're being exposed to this idea of the peer support and being able to talk to people and, you know, share these experiences with people. It's not just the larger critical incident debriefings that we already have been doing, you know, that they're open to the idea. So it's been very well received within the office, you know, and we're looking forward to hopefully providing a real beneficial service.
Yeah, that was one of my next questions. How do you encourage your younger officers and people coming in that might be, you know, future deputies to step forward and utilize a program like this? How do you break that kind of, I guess you could say it's a stigma of you're a, you know, a law enforcement member, you're not really supposed to go forward and share feelings like this. How do you kind of break that? And it sounds like from what you just said, they're already kind of being trained in that peer support methods and peer support and being open to it, correct?
Yeah, and this is all 100% volunteer. You know, we can't force anybody to do it. Actually, the team members are all volunteer too. They know that they're doing this because they want to help their fellow employees. There's nothing on the back end for any of the team members. And, you know, that's the main thing here, is that we want them to be open and feel comfortable. And that's why we have so many people on the team, too, is because, you know, as a lieutenant right now, I wouldn't expect a younger, newer deputy to feel comfortable. I hope they will if they need to, but, you know, for them to come to another deputy that they have like 5 years of service that they can relate to and not come to a supervisor, you know what I mean? And that's why we have so many people, and that's why we have people in the jail too, is the same thing, you know, that the stuff that is experienced in the jail, you have to work in the jail to understand it, you know what I mean? It's hard to and if you talk to any of the jailers, and I know you've talked to several of them on this program over the years, you know, the stuff that they see on a daily basis, it's not always normal, you know what I mean? And that's why I'm really excited that we were able to include them and with the patrol officers, like I said. And it's, like I said, completely voluntary thing, and, you know, we have our pamphlets will be out there with phone numbers and contact information. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that if a supervisor sees somebody that might be struggling, we have several supervisors on the team, you know, we can also reach out to them and just say, hey, you know, this service is available. If you want to talk to somebody, we're not going to force anything on you. But just, you know, it's there if you need it. So we try to encourage them that way.
Very good. Lieutenant Halbach, thanks for your time, as always. Have a great day.
Thank you.